This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah, All-Star Weekend at Truist Park kind of kicks off tomorrow. And, of course, again, Merce over at the Cobb Galleria for 92.9, The Game's coverage going over there to the Fan Village. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, joining us again on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Here it is, All-Star Weekend. And Grant, always a lot of fun to cover big events when it, you know, especially when they're in your own hometown, because you get a little bit of show-off stuff. I mean, it's kind of fun for people to come in who've never had a chance to see Truist Park and see how kind of cool it is.
Yeah, no doubt. And they've got this place decked out. You definitely know the All-Star Game is here. The HBCU Classic is happening here this evening. And then everything, I think, kicks off over the weekend with the Fan Village Open, with the Futures Game, the Home Run Derby, of course, and a lot of other celebrity involvement. Then, of course, we got the All-Star Game on Tuesday. So if you like baseball, this might be the place for you over the next 4 days.
Yeah, and to put the Aaron bat on display was pretty good touch, too.
Yeah, you know, they have pulled out all the stops here, and you kind of expect that. And, you know, obviously this is a place that's been, you know, ripe for an All-Star game since the moment that it was completed, and it's good to see that it's finally here.
Let's talk a little bit about the team as it stands. You're seeing the reports as I am. Look, I saw one of your tweets, you know, when you're trying to talk some people off the ledge here about the fact that, you know, forget about Acuna, but Chris Sale. I'm like, okay, guys, we're pretty much going to, we know how we're going to dance into next year. But there are a couple of guys that could be made available. One, Marcell Ozuna, and the other now, there seems to be a lot of kind of growing momentum about the potential availability of Sean Murphy. Are you seeing one or both being potentially available by the Braves?
Not, I mean, like with Ozuna or anybody else on a expiring contract, that's one way to look at the availability factor. And I would look more so at Raisel Iglesias, at Pierce Johnson, and bullpen options that might make a little bit more sense, because everybody's always looking for bullpen help. Sean Murphy, to me, unless somebody's willing to just absolutely, you know, go above and beyond and push you into having consider making a deal, I think that's something you can start to size up over the course of the winter. And with Chris Sale, the thing that just doesn't make sense to me is, number one, he's hurt. So that's going to temper the expectation for whatever club picks him up and, of course, the return for him. And then you have to think about, all right, we've traded him. Now who's pitching in that spot next year, because he's under contract for another year, and the Braves aren't looking to bust this thing down to the studs and, you know, deal away every useful piece that they have that's not under a multi-year deal. So I just kind of look at this as the speculation that goes with this time of year. And even though the Braves have fallen flat, especially losing, what, 11 of their last 14 games here and losing that series to the A's to start off this last little stretch before the All-Star break, I just don't think that they're in this place where they're looking to make drastic moves and just start trading away anything that's not nailed down.
Grant McCauley, Braves insider, All-Star weekend at Truist Park. And we'll see the Home Run Derby coming up. And the Home Run Derby, which I honestly, Grant, it was so great when it first started, sort of like the slam dunk, and then it kind of like faded away. They kept changing the rules, and all the superstars we used to see, you know, Ken Jr. turning his hat backwards, and you know, Bonds, all the big guns, McGuire and whatnot, and it gave way to kind of second tier, for lack of a better term, guys, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. They just weren't the superstars of the game. But to have Ronald Acuna Jr. in it suddenly makes me probably interested in the Home Run Derby for the first time in 5 or 6 years. So I don't know. I think that this could be a lot of fun for the fans, especially if Ronald goes off during the Derby.
Yeah, I definitely think it can be. I mean, it's an interesting field. And really, with this, I don't know if it's quite as drastically different than the slam dunk competition is, because you just don't really seem to see any stars wanting to get involved in that anymore. You do see it a little bit more. It's just you're not going to get Aaron Judge in it every year. You're not going to get Shohei Ohtani in it every year. For that matter, you won't get Ronald Acuna Jr. in it every single year. But it is something that Ronald is a showman, and he enjoys this opportunity, and he wanted to do this as much or more for the fans, the Atlanta fans that are here in this ballpark in his backyard, to have a chance to showcase everything he possibly can in that regard. I know that's what he's really fired up about. He'd love to win this thing. There are some other very capable sluggers and some interesting storylines behind them, not the least of which is Cal Raleigh, who, if you had him leading the majors in homers at this point, I would have asked how you figured that out, because I knew he was going to hit a bunch, but I didn't know he'd already have set a career high before we even get to the All-Star break and has some history, quite possibly, for catchers in the all-time, you know, annals of baseball to hit the most home runs in a single season for a catcher. And there's some other interesting names in there, but it's a fun showcase. I think they've done what they can to not allow it to lag quite as much as it did. I'm not sure I'm on board with all of the bracketing the way that it's done, but it is, I think, at least an enjoyable contest, and to see one live is going to be a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, because next year begins right now. It begins this weekend with the draft. And let me just start here, because I want to kind of put a button on what you've been talking about, Grant, in regards to Chris Sale. Is it fair for most Braves fans like myself to assume that come next spring in Northport, that, you know, Chris Sale, Spencer Strider, Spencer Schwalbach, Ronaldo Lopez, likely the four that you're going to be kind of looking at down there? In other words, it's going to be same as it ever was. These guys are healthy, and these are the horses we're going to ride.
Yeah, I think that they are. I think Grant Holmes has also pitched his way into that equation, so I wouldn't sell him short of being a piece that, you know, if he's a back-end starter, you're in a pretty good spot there if you've got those other four guys in place. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there may not be that off-season deal that comes together that just makes a ton of sense for the Braves to finally add that starter. I felt like they needed one more veteran over the course of the winter. It didn't get done. They didn't bring them in. And so as a result of that, they just weren't able to have the depth. Now, one guy wasn't going to fix it, let's be honest. They weren't going to give Max Fried $218 million. And I think a lot of people had really gotten to the point where they're like, you know what, we've seen enough Charlie Morton. We don't need to bring him back for year after year after year. And now you look at it, and it might be nice to have Charlie Morton around to help out. But he can't hit, so the season kind of is what it is. But long story short, I think that there's a lot of time and a lot of planning that can go into this next year that is not necessarily set in stone. Even if you know a few of the pieces, there's a lot to still be figured out over the course of the next 6 or so months, and, of course, over the winter.
Yeah, and the reason I bring it up is not only to kind of just, you know, settle down some of the, you know, hey, trade Chris Sale people, but also to talk about the draft, because the Braves have invested in the draft so heavily in starting pitchers over the last number of years. Matter of fact, last time they took a number one pick that wasn't a starting pitcher was 2019 when they took Shea Langeliers.
Yeah.
Do you expect the Braves in this draft, in the first round, are going to look at something else, you know, into catcher, into shortstop, into, I don't know, maybe an outfield position, that is going to be a position player more likely than to invest in yet another starting pitcher?
If they draft a catcher, I think some people are going to want a serious explanation about what exactly the plan is. You know, that's one thing, because based on where the Braves are right now, and their season and their record, they have the fourth highest odds for landing the number one overall pick. That's not a thing I thought we'd be talking about this year. So that could change the calculus of who and what they're looking at drafting, and position players could be on the board at that point. Whereas before, if you're drafting to the middle or later part of the first round, maybe you are just looking for that next best college arm, or maybe you take a chance on a prep arm the way they did with Cam Caminiti last year. So they've got a few pitching prospects in the minors that I do think are interesting, but we're talking more about the 2027 class as far as being major impact arms. And that, of course, is way down the line. But I think at some point with the drafts, you always have to look at who is the best available talent, what makes the most sense for us, where does that fit in our plan. And I think the Braves may be uniquely qualified to do a little bit of that this year, rather than just having to say, okay, we knew the 10, you know, quote-unquote best players available are already off the board. Now, who do we like? And maybe they'll find a talent that, you know, falls into their plans that they had not previously been counting on.
Right. I mean, it's not really, considering the nature of the game, it's not like necessarily like an NFL draft. In other words, what's the biggest need on the team right now? Well, I mean, probably closer or shortstop, right? I mean, those would be the two biggest needs, right? But you don't necessarily draft to that because you're not necessarily thinking that, you know, that that's going to be.
Because they're not going to be there for years.
Right.
So
right.
It's not a linear line of development for these players. And that's where it is just so different than, you know, what we just saw with the Hawks or what we see with the Falcons every year, where it's like you draft this guy and you're like, okay, where does he immediately fit in our plans? Whereas with this, it's, all right, well, we like this guy a lot. How soon can he get here? That's a totally different set of math.
What's your first impression of Profar?
I mean, it's a disappointment, if I'm being honest. I mean,
no, I'm just talking about, like, it's scooting past, I guess. Let me rephrase this.
Let me say this, because I'm not of the camp that I'm ready to say, let's just put that in the past, because it's one of the many things that has contributed to the Braves lineup. So as much as it's nice to see him come along and say, oh, you know, his version of the right things after getting popped for the PED suspension, it's a major contributing factor for some of the underperformance of this team. Now, he's not one guy that's going to fix it all, and that includes right now and moving forward, but he is a useful player, and hopefully he lives up to the contract they gave him. But my first impression, and I'm just going to dig my heels in about it, is it's been a disappointment for him. He has some time this year to kind of erase some of that or to counteract some of that, but it's hard to look at it any other way.
Yeah, I totally understand. Look, Grant, I've been pretty hard on him too. So, look, anyway, that's that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hope that the home run derby goes well, and that Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna, you know, represent, as I'm sure they will, the Braves in Atlanta. And I really I hope and trust that you will have a great and grand and glorious time, Grant, at this event this weekend at Truist Park show as well.
Looking forward to it. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, joining us on the WaveForward.com hotline. It is a Friday. Strong arm story of the day around the corner here on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.